This is Ted and PK, and thanks for listening to Faith Radio Mornings.
You can hear us live weekdays starting at 6 a.m., and you can check out highlights of our show at any time on myfaithradio.com. And John and Kendra Smiley always have some great thoughts for us on how to parent effectively and how to be parenting with humor. Of course, I know that's kind of a stretch for Kendra because she doesn't like to laugh at all.
Right.
I know. She's like,
she's
what?
A fun chairman. She is the fun chairman.
There it is. The chairman of fun. I like that.
Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Hey, great to talk to you again here. And, oh, I really appreciate your latest blog. I appreciate all of them. But on our website, people can go to myfaithradio.com and click on the resources at the top there for parenting. And it's under Your Life, the Your Life section, the top tab. If they go down to family, you'll find John and Kendra's latest article, Teaching Your Kids to Ask an Important Question. What's my goal? What is this about? Is this just not letting kids run willy-nilly and do whatever they want, or more than that?
Oh, it's so much more than that. And it's not just about setting goals like, when I grow up, I want to be a responsible adult. No, it's so much more than that. I think the first time, well, I don't know the first time I ever heard John say it, but I remember one of the times that still stands out in my mind. Our middle son, who you might remember is our formerly strong-willed son turned responsible adult, he was in, I think it was the seventh grade, and he came home and he was, he was just overwrought. And we were saying, well, what's going on? He said, oh, my math teacher, she's such a perfectionist. She said if the dot, which of course would be the decimal point, is not right on the line, she's marking it wrong. And John said to him, well, what's your goal? And he pondered for just a minute and said, well, I guess my goal is to get a good grade in math. So what are you going to do? Well, I'm going to put the dot on the line. And it was this eye-opener. That was the example I remember most of all. But obviously, since Aaron was able to understand what his dad meant when he said, what's your goal, we'd ask that question many times. It's a powerful question to ask kids.
And I think it works for many ages, doesn't it? It's not just relegated to just a certain segment. But, you know, my kids are in their 20s. This still works.
Oh, it works for kids.
To your 50s.
Infinity.
Well, it seems like easy parenting too. I mean, all you have to do really is ask questions and then watch the kids kind of figure it out. Is it easy for parents?
Well, yeah, I think if parents understand this concept in their mind, then it's easy to transfer it over to the kids. And I think that so many times as parents, we don't ask ourselves what's the goal, and we get upset or we do something. And if you'll just step back as mom and dad and ask yourself that question, you know, what's my goal here? And, you know, we could take it to the point of interacting with people. What's my goal? Is my goal to make this person feel bad? Is my goal to do something else? And a lot of times when you ask that question as an adult, as a parent, it makes you be truthful about what you're really doing, or it gives you an opportunity, I should say, to be truthful. And that's what we're trying to do with our kids here and say, you know, what is your goal? And like the example that Kendra gave, if the goal is, well, it's to make my teacher feel bad, okay, well, at least that child has acknowledged the fact that, yeah, that's my goal. It's not to get a good grade. And then as a parent, you can talk about that. Well, you know, is that a good goal to have? And so on and so forth.
Yeah, I was just going to ask that because I would think that most kids wouldn't say, well, I want to, you know, just really make my teacher upset, or I want to make them,
right.
You know, they do really want the approval, I'm thinking, and the good grade. But is it ever okay to flip that too and just say, well, can you offer up, or do you want them to always come up with the conclusion, or do you want to offer that sometimes and say, well, is your goal to make that teacher feel bad, or how does that work?
No, I think that's a great point, and I think as a parent, that's one of the teaching moments that you can have with your kids, and you do flip it and you talk about what your goal should be. You know, this is what you should be working for. This is what your goal should be. So it can work multiple ways in a positive effort there with your kids from parent to child.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Kendra.
Well, I think being honest, I know the way I say it is Well, the evil Kendra wants to make that person feel bad, but the good Kendra knows that that wouldn't really be the right thing to do. I think one of the keys is trying to teach your kids to be, it's okay. I mean, we have those feelings. You know, that Aaron might have said, well, my goal is to show that's the stupidest thing in the world, that the dot has to be right on the line. But then you go on and pursue that farther.
Yeah, that makes sense. We're talking with John and Kendra Smiley here on Faith Radio Mornings. Friends of our show, they join us every couple of weeks. They're also parenting experts and have numerous books on parenting. You can find some of those resources via our website, myfaithradio.com, under Faith Radio Mornings. I'm thinking about maybe manipulation here, too. How do we address that if we sense that might be going on with our kids? Are they telling the truth? Maybe we sense they're not telling the truth about their goal.
Well, I think that then you have to take a look at it. Let's use that same example. Let's stay there for just a minute. Well, my goal is to get a good grade in math. Okay, go ahead and roll with that, Mom and Dad. Okay, then if that's your goal, what are you going to have to do, and why are you going to have to do that? Well, because she's going to mark it wrong, you know. And then you, as PK and John were saying earlier, you know, would you kind of like to make her, you know, find out that, or let her know that this is a stupid thing? Well, yeah, I kind of would. Well, you know what? That's not a battle you're going to win, because she gets to decide where the dot has to be and whether it's going to be right or wrong.
Right, and I think another thing that we can check with this when we are talking with our kids about what their goal is, our actions and decisions give us away. And so if our child says, yeah, my goal is to get a good grade, and then the next thing we know, the child is putting the decimal point up above the line or below the line or whatever, and then we can go back and say, really? Really? You know?
Right.
And that's a good thing, too, to think about, that our actions and decisions give us away as to who we truly are.
And it might open up that conversation, too. If they don't know the steps to get to their goal, to just really work that out together and say, well, maybe what would happen if you tried this? You know, can you just kind of work that out together? Kind of like a math problem, but you're working out the steps to get to that end result goal.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And again, as much as you can, letting that child take the lead and making those aha moments with you guiding them toward it.
There's one other thing that you can do as a parent in this situation, and especially if you have a strong-willed child. The strong-willed child like Aaron comes home and says, you know, this is the dumbest thing I have ever seen. This has nothing to do with the correct answer in math. And as a parent, you can look at that, and as a parent, what I did was say, you're right, Aaron. I used to be a math teacher, and so what if the decimal point's a little bit above or a little bit below the line? And then basically what you're doing is you're having a conversation. You're acknowledging the fact that, yep, you too think this is silliness, but what's your goal? And that makes it even more powerful as a parent when you, and especially with strong-willed kids, because they want things to be fair, and they don't like to do things that are stupid. And and as a parent, you recognize that, but you ask them, okay, you know, you don't want to keep this teacher from getting to your goal.
So well put, John. Thank you for that. And we'll continue talking with John and Kendra Smiley about this, with how to ask our kids this question, what's my goal, and to help them in life. You know, we'll also take your phone calls if you have a parenting quandary you'd like to bounce off John and Kendra, get their expert advice. Give us a call. 877-933-2484 is the number. 877-933-2484. Go ahead and call now, and we'll try to get your call in before the end of the hour with John and Kendra Smiley. As Faith Radio Mornings continues, we'll be talking about again, what's my goal? Oh, eyes on the prize. That's right. What's our goal? 747, Faith Radio Mornings with Ted and PK. It's a nice spiritual song.
Yeah, that's right. We're talking this morning with John and Kendra Smiley. And guys, we're talking about, you know, asking our kids, what's my goal? I was thinking about maybe Well, this is what I got hit with in kindergarten. I'll just be transparent for a second. But my son's kindergarten teacher just said, you know, you have to be able to let him fail, and you can't be such a perfectionist because he's too afraid to try things. So this was like this whole thing of setting a goal, and we were setting goals all the time. Is there ever a time that we maybe would push our kids too much and we're trying to set the goal instead of asking them what their goal would be?
Oh, yeah, I think it's definitely that. The question is, what's my goal? And that's what the child is asking himself. Mm-hmm. Or you're saying, what's your goal? What's your goal? That's the thing. It's not, you know, mom's goal is for you to get all A's in kindergarten. Are there A's in kindergarten? Anyway, get all A's in kindergarten all the way through so you're valedictorian, so you get in a good university, so you can go to Harvard Law School. You know, no, what's your goal? That kid's goal might be to run faster in gym class. Mm-hmm. You know, what's your goal? That's what you're. And the thing that's so neat, so that's really aged me, didn't he? So neat about this, so cool about this, so amazing.
So hip.
Is it really empowers kids. Let's go back to that old crazy decimal point. When the child decides that it is his goal to get a good grade, so he is choosing to put the decimal point on the line, it's his decision. He's not having to acquiesce to a silly teacher whose rule is kind of crazy. He is doing what he has decided he wants to do. It's very empowering.
Right, and I think the thing, PK, that you were talking about, I think there's a big thing with that, and that is, as a parent, we are continually educating or helping our kids see what goals maybe they should have without, you know, setting those goals and saying, okay, I want you to do this, this, and this, or whatever it might be. But as they watch us, then they're going to take on some of those, you know, some of the goals that we might have in mind. I can remember back when I was a young person, I can remember clear back in the third grade. And one of the things that my mom and dad instilled within me, so I would have the goal, it was their goal, but, you know, they never told me that was my goal. And that was that I knew that when I graduated from high school, I wanted to go to college. And clear back in the third grade, that was a goal that I had. And it was because of the way my mom and dad were both teachers and the things that we talked about over the dinner table. And so that goal became, you know, a goal of mine. And I think that's what we're trying to do as parents, in the sense of our kids picking up some of those things that we would want for them.
And John and Kendra, I think for some parents, this is a great idea, but it might sound a little daunting or a little exhausting even. Maybe a parent hearing this today is saying, you know, my goal is just to get my kids to 18. I love them, but I want, you know, I just want to get them there and then move on with my life, so to speak. You know, I think that maybe parents go through seasons of that at least. What's your thought to encourage parents to actually dig deep, go the extra mile, and find the stamina to implement this task you're talking about?
Oh, I think that the biggest thing, Ted, is that as parents we look long term because, you know, like you said, oh, I just want to get them to 18 just so they survive. And it is hard work. It's difficult at times, and to put in the effort, because a lot of times parents think that the 18 or whatever is the magic number and things will just turn out all right and you know, they survived to 18. But we all know, parents, if we've been there, that things just don't automatically, just because we get them to 18, turn out all right. We're dealing with a lifelong thing here. And so to put in the effort, even though it is tiring, even though it is difficult, to look long-term at your goal, and then I think it's not quite, I don't know if it's not quite as daunting, but it's definitely worth the effort.
There's something biblical about that, too, in a sense, about being a servant and having a servant's heart and ministering to your family, right?
Oh, absolutely. When we had our kids, when the third one was born, John and I were sleeping in the unfinished attic of a little bitty house as we were working on building a house on the farm. And the threshold, you met the threshold at about the third step down because it was very steep stairs. And on that threshold, we had a little bumper sticker that said, "You are now entering the mission field." And for us, the mission field was coming down those stairs into that little bitty ground floor where all the kids were, because they were our mission field. Mm-hmm. And so as much as possible, realizing it's a great privilege, sometimes a daunting task, but that God is there with you every step of the way. And something that I remember, I don't know who whispered it in my ear, whether it was the Holy Spirit or whether it was my next-door neighbor, God loves your kids even more than you do.
Mm-hmm. And here you are. You survived it, and you're here giving us advice.
That's right.
We loved it, actually. Of course, we're remembering all. John probably loved it 99% of the time, and I loved it at least 78.
I would encourage parents out there, as we talk about, you know, with kids asking what's their goal, and that is if they put the time in, if they make the effort, if they pray like crazy and ask the Lord how best to parent, that the season of your life when those kids are gone, they become adults and you become friends with them, there's nothing like it. So a lot of times, if you don't put the effort in, if you're not the parent, when God calls you to be the parent, becoming friends with them when they're adults probably won't happen. So that's one of those things that parents should just look forward to. And, you know, when it does get really rough, realize that if I do my job now, there's going to be a season in my life where there's going to be a huge payoff.
You know, with that, too, speaking of children that have grown up, adult children, you know, they still are helped when you help them find what's your goal. You know, I remember one of our kids was ready to quit and something that was going on in college, just had it at the end of his rope. It's driving me crazy. And I can still hear the conversation with him in the back seat of our car. Well, if God wants you to quit, then that's the right thing to do. We'll support you 100%. Have you prayed about it? What's your goal? Has God helped you? Has God led you in this decision? Or are you just giving up? You make the decision. We'll support you either way. We're just asking you to talk to the Lord about it, who, of course, is always our parent, even when we pass 18.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I have a scenario to roll past you guys, too. Going back to the strong-willed child. Mm-hmm. And this was something in our household. And I was teaching both of my kids piano. And so the one, you know, the firstborn, it's like, okay, now practice this 5 times a day. And so, you know, obediently he would practice it 5 times a day and would get better at it. And then, you know, number two was the strong-willed one. And I'm like, okay, now practice this 5 times a day. And she'd say, why? And I'd say, because you can get better at it. And she said, no, I like it the way it sounds now. It's good enough. And
I'm
like, yeah, I'm good. And I just could not get to that point of even saying, well, and I would try the, you know, the goal thing. And what do you do with the strong-willed kid that maybe even the decimal point, it's like, well, I don't care. I want it there, and I don't care what the teacher wants.
Right. I think there are a couple things, and that's a great, great question, because that's a typical response from a strong-willed child. Anybody out there that has one, is if they're listening this morning, is nodding their head saying, yeah, boy, that's real tricky. So there are two things. One of the ways that you can go as a parent. Number one is you say, well, you're going to practice because I told you to. I'm the parent. This is what I've decided to do. And if you don't, you know, if you don't get anything out of it, that's your choice, but you are going to practice. And or the other thing is that practicing the piano probably wouldn't be a good example with this, or you let them suffer the consequences and say, when they're doing something and they decide not to do it, if it's something that you can allow them to suffer the consequences and that be a teacher to them. The huge thing with strong-willed kids is that they make up their mind that it's not dumb, that it is worthwhile. And once they do that, once that button is pushed in their brain, you can hardly slow them down. But that's the challenge of the parent, mm-hmm. to get them to realize that piano is, there is something worthwhile there, or, you know, whatever it might be.
It's interesting, in our book, Journey of a Strong-Willed Child, we talk about when we said to Aaron, you know, well, it's your decision. And that was with not piano, but playing basketball. I don't want to play basketball. It's dumb to play basketball, you know, whatever. And then it's interesting because we write about that where, you know, okay, it's not a life, and we're not talking about, you know, worship, going to worship service. We're talking about playing basketball. You make the decision. And so he decided to quit. And he writes his reflection in our book, which is, you know, what he says in this book was the best part of the whole thing. So he said, John was the brains, I'm the mouth, and Aaron was the heart of that book. And he said, you know, I look back at that, and I probably should have kept playing basketball. I probably would have enjoyed it. I know I would have gotten better.
He didn't say probably. He said I should have.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it was good that Dad let me make the decision. That was the right thing. I made the wrong decision, but I needed to have the freedom to make that decision.
Mm-hmm. That's the tough part of parenting sometimes.
It is.
Hands off.
Yeah. It is. My strong.
Make a list of those tough things. There's one.
That's what you get to pay the big bucks for. That's what I always
say. Yeah, there you go.
I keep waiting for my check.
Rewards in
eternal,
heaven.
Eternal reward. There it is.
There you go.
Johnny, good. Great to share some laughs with you and to get some practical insight again today. Thanks so much for the time and just blessings to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.